it's okay. I would like to take about estimates of the volume of the type of obtained by nature chance, but not about result, about some extreme hypothesis about this volume. Then main theme to speak about a structure of sets under small doubling. In fact, we have some understanding about the structure. If the set has a property of small doubling, then it's in a small volume. But I want to go a bit further to have some details of a set inside this volume when doubling is really small. But to my feeling, it may be perhaps continued. So usual notation will look on a set of integers, finite set with k points. We'll suppose after a shift, if needed, the first element is 0. And that greatest common divisor for elements of A is 1. Now, all the time we are interested in sum A plus A. X is every possible sum of elements of A. And the thing of most interested is number of points here. Trivially, we have inequality T is bigger or equal to 2k minus 1. If T is 2k minus 1, then and only then this set is arithmetic progression. And now we begin to continue. And this process is continuing. What is going on when we take t greater and greater? And first simple theorem was that if t is beginning from 2k minus 1 and take plus b, b non-negative number, so t is less than 3k minus 3, then our set A, because of these two conditions, simply in an interval. And this theorem gives already some structure of a set. But for a long time, in many situations I saw that distribution of elements of A inside this interval is not general. There are some, say, laws ruling for it. And I want to tell about it. In fact, I have a bit fear, because even in this theorem, really deep results were presented, which involved numbers, value of which, say, 10 to 10 to 10, and even more. And all these results I want to explain, they can be explained using numbers from 1 to 20. It's all, and I'll do it. Nevertheless, these results, to my feeling, are connected with some basic properties of integers. And so I hope that they'll be met favorably as this simple theorem. Okay, but first I would like to go over 3. And I think that majority of audience is acquainted with the notions, but nevertheless, if somebody not, in several minutes I'll remind main notions of the theory. Say for t equal to 3k minus 3, this theorem is not valid already. And this set C as large as you like is not already in a short arithmetic progression, and T here is exactly 12. 3k minus 3. So what to do with this set? It is not compressed as in a former theorem. And we would like to have it compressed. So the simple idea is to have another representative of this set. Take point C from here to this point, O1, and take a set of these 3 points. We feel that this set represents the former set good and repeats its arithmetic properties. So to make this deed lawful, we produce a notion of isomorphism of sets. In fact, isomorphism of some sets of a set with algebraic structure. In most simple form, we can say so, that two subsets of sets with algebraic structure are, let's take additive case, are if we have one-to-one map, we have it here, and equal differences of the first set are going to equal differences of the resulting set. and different ones go to different ones. This form of notion of isomorphism is very simple to be checked, and you see it here. So these two sets are isomorphic. Okay, so we have notion of isomorphism, and good idea of this notion is that sets of, say, different Euclidean spaces of different dimensions, subsets may be isomorphic nevertheless, as here. Here was dimension 1, we obtained dimension 2. Now, we can now produce a notion of dimension of a set, which may be in the beginning on the line. So let us say that D is dimension of a set if we have isomorphic map of this set to ZD, D maximal, such that our image is not situated on hyperplane of this space. So we have now dimension. We see that here dimension of this set O, 1, 2, C is in fact 2. By the way, I mentioned once, there is nice problem. What is dimension of primes? It is clear if we'll map primes on plane, take here 2, and here 3, 5, and so on. These points are not on a line, so dimension is minimum 2. But is it really equal to 2? My conjecture is that it is so. So it is open problem, not that simple, say. Something like a three-member Goldbach. Okay, but this is on the way. So now we can introduce the notion of volume. Let us take maps of our set to ZD. For each map, take convex hull and number of integer points in this convex hull. So, in a minimal case, number of these points in a convex hull we'll call volume of a set. No, because form of a convex hull may be complex, usually we can put our set into d-dimensional parallelepiped. Say xi is between 0 and hi minus 1. And volume of this parallelepiped will be product h1 hd. And it may be shown that this volume is of the same order is as in definition. By the way, isomorphic map of d-dimensional parallelepiped on a line. Ruja gave to it a very nice name, generalized arithmetic progression. It is exactly generalized arithmetic progression. If it is isomorphic map, then it is proper. If it is holomorphism, then it is simply generalized arithmetic progression. Okay, so now we have all notions reminded, and we can, I can give simply one very simple example, which I tried it many times in many special cases. It seems to me like truth, but it is only hypothesis. So, we have this set. Look how was it built in a very, very simple way. So first we take an interval, then one point to the right, simply to give possibility to cover all values of t. Then k minus s plus t multiply by 2 squared, and so on, s times. And we immediately can see how many times it will be. Each point added gives, beginning from some place, k additional points to a plus a. So if we did it approximately s times, then our t is of the value sk. S is doubling coefficient of our set. Now some computations to find this. If t is given already, for each value, we can find s and t. Here it is done. And hypothesis is that if we have a with t, given, then this t or less value equal to this and less than this. For v, we have for t less than t for this set there. Then we have for volume inequality. This is maximal possible volume, and that's it. Very simple, but I think that we are very far from real results, because result of Chang is, if t, say, is less than ck, then this is e to c squared, some logs. So we have e to c squared. And to see a bit, to make this result a bit more clear, I took partial case, let's t, so not all of them, but with jumps, t equal to zero. And then it's a better form. You see, result of Chang e to c squared. Here it is 2 to c. This is a hypothesis. Okay. And now from this things, we can go back to our sets with a small doubling. In fact, excuse me, here I missed one point. This example was given for a set of dimension 1. And hypothesis is that it is so for this inequality is good for every dimension. In higher dimensions will not have volume which is larger. Okay. And now let us go to back to this our theorem. Well, first of all, I have to mention that what we have in this theorem is that A is situated in this interval. Zero is included, but last elements may be not. A may be in a segment where B prime is less than B. It may be so. And I have results for every case. But proofs when B prime is less and less became more complicated. And so I'll concentrate on a case when B prime is equal to B. It means that right point of a set is maximal possible. AK minus minus 1 is K plus B minus 1. It's only partial case, but all effects, say, all peculiarities of structure are seen here. Okay, so let me perhaps begin, because here we have really such a simple, so to say, situation when examples are small natural numbers. Let us begin with examples, and then we'll see gradually what is going on. So let us take B first, 0, 2k minus 1, and here, say schematically, arithmetic progression, k numbers. And length of arithmetic progression, this number, k plus b minus 1. So here is key, k. Let's continue. 1, 2k. We immediately see here that maximal length is arithmetic progression longer by 1, but whole number which does not belong, which is in interval L, but not in A. Whole is here, not somewhere in the middle. Okay. Let us take B equal to 2. K to K plus 1. So here we have such a possibilities. We have here two holes. It may be one hole here, one hole here, two holes here, and hole point. Point is element of our set, round, this circles is hole. So now we see, even in these simplest examples, that holes are concentrated to the ends of an interval, not in the middle, first. And second, that holes build some kind of arithmetic progressions. Here, one arithmetic progression, then several, but arithmetic progressions. Okay. So, I'll not write case when B is 3, because there are, say, 10 cases, but I'll write only what is going on here. So, when we have 3 points, and I am writing only the case when all 3 holes are to the right, not to the left. In it, they may be on the right and on the left. Then we have something of this kind. So we have this case. It seems to me it's all. Okay. 3, 1, 2, 3. Perhaps one case is missing. Okay, so we have this situation. Now we can go to generalization. What kind of sets are they? So let us take each of these sets, say here, it is O, 1, 2, 3, 4. Here, O, 1, 2, 3, 5. I am adding one point which is in A. O, 2, 3, 4, 5. And this holds. 1, 2, this is not good. Okay, this is enough for me. In fact, what is this set we draw? These sets are, I gave it name, stable. What does it mean, stable? Definition is, no, first of all, zero inside, and common divisor of elements is one, and then the set is stable if A, being intersected into A, is still A. No points are added at all. Of course, 2A is larger than A, but all points which we add are greater than AK minus 1. They are to the right of a set A, and the set A doesn't change. And this is exactly the examples. This set, or this set, or 024, or 0246, and so on. So, stable set. Okay?
Zero is in your set.
It's trivial.
Yeah. What
trivial? Zero is in set A, so 2A contains A.
So, but in Latin, I don't understand your question. What is... You take A, you take 2A.
Right.
Say, you take this set from 0 to 6. You double it. You obtain 0 and 2 and 4 and 6, but no 1, 3, 5. Then you obtain, say, 8 and something more. But when you take A intersection with 2A, you obtain exactly 0, 2, 4, 6. It is not always true. It is not always true. Let us take the set 0, 1, 2, 4. Let us take 2A. It's 3 is included. And 3 was not in A. Okay. So in this notion of a stable set, there is some meaning. Okay, and now we are already near to be able to formulate our theorem. So, I think I'll try to do it. Theorem. Let's the set A be such that K is 2K minus 1 plus B. B is less than K minus 2. Then, and ak minus 1 is maximal. It is equal to k minus 1 plus b. Then, there exists two numbers, E and C, such that E is not in A and C is not in A. E plus 1 is in A and C minus 1 is in A. The interval E plus 1, C minus 1 is in A. First meaningful fact that somewhere in the middle of our interval, there is an interval belonging entirely to A. And it have some consequences. Let's take this set I. There is an interval J. Interval J is E plus 1, C plus A, K minus 1, minus 1. So it is much longer. And this interval in 2A So let us begin to draw. Say here we have 0. So we have AK minus 1. Here we have a hole. I just arrived to it. I am not finished yet formulation of the theorem. So we have E not in A and C not in A. Two holes. This hole is maximal from the left. This hole is minimal from the right. And all points inside are in A. And now about stability. So if we take the set A1, which is intersection of 0, A plus 1 with A, then this set is stable, as it was in our examples. And the set A2, which is from the right side, so we have to return, it is stable if we take 0 here. So we have to return to AK minus 1 minus C minus 1 AK minus 1 with A, and this set A2 is stable too. So you'll understand it if you look on a picture and begin zero from the right side going to the left. This set will be stable too. And the value of this interval is no less than 2k minus 1. Okay, so this is the theorem, and the meaning of it is that the holes are to the left and to the right, and in the middle we have compression, sometimes even full intervals. This, though all this is almost trivial, but this gives some slight hope, say. These theorems about structure are connected with Gower's and Semeredi theorems about arithmetic progressions. And if we have some facts about that we have some arithmetic progressions in some cases, it may be meaningful. Of course, doubling here is miserable, but perhaps sometime it will be important. I have several minutes. 12? 2. Oh, 2 is a very small number. Though it is. So, okay, but main facts I presented. Nevertheless, in two words, I would like to stress two more interesting results. First result is about the structure of sets of differences. Under same conditions which we have, B is less than k minus 3. And here, such an interesting result. If the set has maximal length, then resulting set of A is simply symmetric. This is rather interesting. If our set is not exactly B, but B prime is less than B, if B prime is equal to B, our set A is exactly symmetric. If not, then this symmetry begins to spoil gradually, and we can measure it in several theorems which are obtained. Moreover, very interesting fact in the course of proof was established. What about sum of different sets? Let us have different sets, but again, let us take some partial case when first element is 0 and the last element is k minus 1 plus b, then this is to k minus 1 plus b. Again, b is less than k minus 3. In this case, when a and b are stretched, a simply necessarily is equal to b. Very interesting fact, because we are all the time we are thinking about a and b generating different sets, but under all these restrictions they are equal. If b prime is less than b, then this equality is spoiled, but gradually. So these are the results. No more minutes. Okay, I finished.